everybody. Now I want to start off by saying congratulations to my cousin Angel. And he, you know, he's not here on the podcast simply because he is a daddy. This kid was born today.
Congratulations, buddy.
And congratulations to you and your you know, son's mom. His name is Damien, 9 pounds, hefty boy. Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, definitely congrats on to fatherhood.
Now that the baby's here, good luck. Have tons of fun with that, for sure. All right, so let's jump right into it. Let's start off with Xbox and their game preservation team. So what I read up is the next Xbox generation could offer a jump in performance over Xbox Series X and S. But you know, it kind of appears that Microsoft is working to make sure that older games are still compatible with the newer systems. So they created this team, and there was like a recent email from Sarah Bond, and she set up this preservation team to ensure that we're getting the best games on Xbox Game Pass.
Hey,
they want all the classic games and stuff to continue to be a part of, you know, Xbox forever.
Fuck with her majorly on that one, cause that's a boss move. One of the reasons is because people like us give a shit about game preservation to an extent. Maybe not Danny. I don't know. Danny, like, you know, I don't know.
There's a nice amount of games, but I do like to see newer shit too. You
know, yeah. So I feel like that's really good because, like, it's one of the areas that Xbox is winning at currently. If we're being honest, you know, because Nintendo likes to make you pay for their old games, my bad, rent their old games. And PlayStation is kind of starting to get with it, but not exactly. But I feel like with Xbox, they've at least, like, really taken the lead on, like, making sure that a lot of these games are playable on their next generation of console through some way. You know, even with Game Pass, they give you, like, an easier, cheap way to owning the games too, I believe. You know what I mean? They do that if you don't want to just rent it. I look it up again, but I do believe they offer a way of doing that. I think that's really impressive because even that's, you know, people are talking about this doom and gloom with Xbox and everything. The fact that they're actually still thinking about gamers in a sense like that is actually kind of commendable. Most presidents are there just to be figureheads and smile in your face and, like, you know, smile and wave goodbye to you and everything. But I feel like she's I don't know what her background is with gaming in general. I have to look that up. But I feel like I fuck with that. That's a really good choice to make, you know? I mean, if you're not going to win the exclusive war, you know what I mean? You're going to put the games on every other console to make as much money as possible. Why not go full steam ahead with that, you know, and just, like, you know, okay, we're good at game preservation. You know, we're good at backwards compatibility. Let's dive into that a lot more. Like, just look at what your competition is potentially feeling that, you know? I feel like Nintendo is definitely feeling that game preservation, so.
I kind of feel, like, kind of biased on it because, you know, in my brain, I'm like, you guys are too worried about your game preservation, and I appreciate that, and I do like that there's old games, but you still don't have, you know, your how do you say it? Your fucking reserve games, whatever. I forgot. I'm like going brain farting here. That they're only part of just Xbox. They're exclusives.
Right. The fact
that they're not pushing more exclusives, and but they're really worried about, you know, game preservation. They gotta find a balance at least.
It should find a balance, but, like, I don't know. I'm an old school gamer. I'm still playing old school games to this day. So that's why it got me so excited. You know, I'm not sure if Don even does. Don even have an Xbox? Did he even attend to own an Xbox? Did he even own an Xbox?
No. I never owned one. So
Jesus Christ, damn. Nope. No, huh?
See, my thing is that I think Xbox already has, like, an amazing collection of retro games and, like, back in the day games and stuff like that. So their preservation's already kind of intact if you think about it.
Right.
The thing is, like, I'm just kind of talking out of my ass here, but they're kind of, like, worrying about things that they shouldn't be worrying about. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
If that makes sense.
No, I understand. It's funny you say that. They talk about putting together a game preservation team.
How about you put together a fucking team that's exclusive? You know what I mean?
I mean, they own a bunch of developers. I mean, it's funny that today you talk about game preservation as they just announced that they was going to shut down the 360 stores. So that seems, counterintuitive. But you know, but I'm sure they're going to make sure those games will be, they'll be you know, onto the next Xbox entirely. If this Xbox is as big of a leap as they're quoting it to be, you know, they're not doing any half steps. There's no talk of a Pro or a Series ZX. I don't know. I don't even know what a mid generation.
XYZ.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what a mid generation Xbox will even be called. Actually, I just know they're not going for mid generation refresh. You know, I mean, which is pretty cool. I mean, that's good. I mean, they're like pushing full steam ahead. You know, I guess that's one way to look at it.
It would have been interesting if they would have made the old games they have more exclusive just to them. You know, like how they brought Activision and Blizzard, like just to make those just exclusively for Xbox rather than just having third parties.
I was thinking that I understand that some games such as Crash Bandicoot or whatever or Diablo can't be exclusive because like the base exists too much on other platforms. But I was thinking, I was thinking, having Call of Duty as an exclusive, that would just get a lot of just regular casual consumers who don't particularly...
That'll also piss off a lot of people.
I guess they want to keep in good graces with consumers, I guess, but...
They're so deep in with, like, being across all consoles and doing the cross-platform and cross-saves and all that stuff, like, to suddenly make it exclusive will kind of, like, fuck everybody up.
Right. Fuck everybody, right? Bobby, games,
I could see that. Yeah.
But I mean, how big of a leap are we talking? I've read online, they don't go into the specifics about the leap and all that stuff. I'm not sure what, like, can we talk? We talked at length on this show about PS5 to PS5 Pro leaps and all that stuff. Talk about some how big can you really go and everything. But how big would an Xbox Series X lead to an Xbox 720? I don't know what the hell it would even be called, but you know,
Xbox Series something.
Like how big would that leap be? You think?
I don't know because I mean they already work so closely with computers, so
they do.
Mining technology too. Is that how the pro
is? Possibly.
Yeah, that's the way people where everybody is fucking going on nowadays.
Yeah, I was about to say that's probably like the future now. I feel like every kind of industry right now is probably using some form of AI.
I mean,
we got slapped in the face with all these, you know, negative rumors that they're not making any more consoles. And then it turns out that those rumors were untrue. But, you know, like, what's next?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's next?
We can't, you know, like you said, Aaron, like we talked about this kind of stuff like in the previous episodes and stuff. How much more can you really push if you haven't even pushed what we have now?
Yeah, exactly. And that goes in another developer out there. I forgot, was it a third party? Was it a Sony first party? I don't know who it was, but it probably was a third party developer. They were talking about some how we didn't even unlock the full power of the PS5 yet. And I'm like, and it's insane to start thinking that these companies are talking about next gen already. Now, granted, Nintendo's way of doing things is that when they make their console, they're already thinking about their next successor after that. They're already doing it. Like maybe a year afterwards, they're already thinking about that, you know? I'm not sure that's how Xbox does, Microsoft does their thing. But they'd be talking about it already when I think we're 3 years into this generation? Three, four-ish?
Three-ish years into the generation.
And like, are there like any must-haves on Xbox that isn't on other consoles? You know what I mean? I feel like they didn't even go Super Saiyan Blue yet. What's there at Super Saiyan 1 or something? You know?
I know, seriously. I think that
pretty soon too. Once that comes out,
there's that.
Yeah, Stellar Blade is a PlayStation, right?
No, he's talking about Hellblade.
Hellblade. Yeah,
and that looks amazing.
Yeah, but Hell's Blade is such a main story type of game that I feel like it might die after a while, like really quickly.
Oh, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I feel what you mean. If it's not multiplayer trend setting type things that don't particularly have legs, people just play through the story and like, there you go, done. And that's even more cinematic than anything. Yeah, exactly. That's even more cinematic than anything. So I'm not sure how, in the way of, I guess, replay value that game will have. I never played the first Hellblade.
That's what I mean. That game they're probably going to eventually put on other consoles. That's what I was saying. There's not going to be no exclusives at all.
I mean,
if they're really banking on like
about that preservation.
Yeah, the preservation, which they already had. Like, that's the only thing that Xbox had in the past. It's nothing new, though. It's like,
You win the battles, you can win, though, right? I think that's
good to double down on that. It's helping them, but are they really winning, though?
Yeah, I mean, when compared to what Sony and Nintendo are doing, they're winning in that department. But if you're talking about overall winning, I don't, clearly not. I mean, we know the sales of the Xbox. But they're making their money back via Game Pass, via having these games on other consoles and stuff like that.
Like, I could be 1,000% wrong, but like off the top of my head, I think PlayStation is like, even though they don't have the preservation like Xbox does, like, why are they still doing better? You know what I mean?
At the end of the day, man, it comes to social media presence, brand loyalty, and what they build up over the years, you know? People will Xbox say...
built up a whole bunch of stuff, too, like Microsoft.
They did, man, but like...
They were head-in-head for a while, and then for some reason, the series came out, and now it's like slumped. It's going down.
Actually, you'd be surprised. During the Xbox One in the beginning, they weren't head-in-head. They were getting destroyed because of the whole DRM, always online crap. Phil Spencer had to come in and like do a lot of like saving just to get it to be like, all right, we're not going to win a generation, but how do we get people to know that our console exists, you know, for the next generation? You know what I mean by that? You know what I mean? It's like, how do we get them to do stuff like that? We're not going to win. Best thing we could do, get this into as many people's houses as possible, grow our brand, make sure our brand is accessible and people know who we are, start fresh next generation. That's really what they did. And I don't see it. I see it paying off in some way, but I just like it's interesting to see them make this kind of turn, you know, just like all exclusives on every console, all exclusives on every console, you know what I mean? But focusing down on game preservation, that's not their main focus, but it seems like they're paying a focus to it, so you know,
yeah.
But like, I mean, I don't know,
yeah, I think go ahead, Don.
I was about to say, I feel like they just put this news out just because PlayStation recently put their news out about their next console of coming up, you know, pretty soon.
Really? Don't that seem like it, though?
The PlayStation news wasn't
like by Sony, though. PS5 Pro rumors, that's all still rumors as far as we're concerned. Sony didn't announce anything. But I feel like Microsoft is like probably more in with the social media than everybody else, so they're probably like, oh man, we got to steal the thunder from those guys. We can let them do this and all that stuff. So even though Sony didn't like announce the PS5 Pro themselves, they're probably like, we have to maintain a social media presence on X, on Instagram, what have you, on YouTube. So, you know, let's just talk about this stuff. Let's just get out there. Let's do PR stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And plus they had to make up for that backlash they had for, you know, the whole leak thing about them not making new consoles anymore. Even though it came out, it's not true, but...
Yeah, listen. You motherfuckers, all of y'all, can't even get fucking Dragon's Dogma at 60 frames, and y'all worried about a new fucking console. Like, slow down, bro. Get this shit working first, and then worry about your next console.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they... No, that's just bad. That's just bad, bad coding on their part, because... There's no way that
I know. I'm just saying, like, I feel like my point is, like, I feel like these companies like worry about things that they shouldn't be worrying about.
Right.
And then wait too long to then worry about the stuff that should have been done a while ago.
Right, you know what I mean? Right.
They're missing the small stuff and it's actually impacting the company.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, case in point.
Overall, I think Xbox should, like, I appreciate Xbox for keeping that preservation. I appreciate them for, you know, wanting to, you know, keep the old games and keeping the gamers like, hey, you still have this game to come back to and stuff like that. Like, this is always going to be alive for you. And I appreciate that 100%. But, you know, we're moving to the future, bro. Like, you gotta do new stuff. Try something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I love playing old games, and I love always having that library there to always play them, but you already had it for so long. Give me something different. Give me something new. I don't want to keep playing the same shit over and over again.
Evolve your brand.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, guys, comment, like, subscribe. We need all that, and we like your feedback, so give us all that.
Yep.
So let's move on to the next one. Yeah, we're on Twitch. We're literally on everything. So let's move on to it. Do you guys think that EA kind of botched Dead Space 2 remake? Yo, I'm gonna say.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you something. When I first played Dead Space remake, that was my favorite game released that year. I know people say, "Oh, remake shouldn't be game of the year, whatever."
Oh, it's amazing.
It was really good. Yeah,
and even then, I know it's not what you would call a remake per se, because it adheres closer to the source material than probably a regular remake probably would. But I feel like they did just enough to where it gets over the hump of being called a remake. When I tell you, I fucking enjoyed that game. The story, the monster, the creatures, the battles and all that stuff.
They added like some kind of AI thing that like it can tell, the computer can tell something, and it's always like randomly generated. So out of nowhere, you will never expect something coming at you.
If that's true, that shit did wonders, because that shit got me, man. Shit got me a couple of times. And when I heard that Dead Space remake, not Dead Space remake, the Dead Space 2 game, original Dead Space 2 game, kind of like veered off from survival horror in a sense, in a way. I was thinking, all right, this would be the time to get back into that. You know what I mean? This would be the time to get back on the reins of survival horror. But then rumors started going around about, oh, they botched it, or they're not making it, and all that other stuff. And the EA came out recently and said, we don't comment on rumors and all that stuff, which, you know, is basically, you know, which is PR speak for, hey, we may have something in the works or not, you know, but that's not going to comment on it, you know. We don't want to give you an answer, so this is our way of not giving you an answer.
Right.
So cool. I hope the guy that did not botch that. The first Dead Space remake was so good. I don't praise EA for a lot of things. I praise those fuckers on that.
So with the whole EA shooting down Dead Space 2 remake rumors, there's no, you know, validity. Yeah, there's no, like, truth to that. There's no, EA had denied reports of Dead Space 2 being remake was in development before being canceled.
Right.
So they didn't even tell you that it was even in development before anything.
They didn't.
So where is this like rumor coming from that it was canceled? It was never said.
Well, apparently, you know, you got those, you can't see my screen, but I'm putting air quotes up. You know, apparently you got these, you know, industry insiders, you know, my dad works at EA. Trust me, bro. This is real type dudes and everything. they was telling us this and everything, but I was just thinking to myself, I hope that isn't true, because like I don't know, but like, apparently the first Dead Space remake actually didn't sell to what they really wanted it to sell. Like, it didn't sell as much as they wanted it. And when I heard that, I was like, really? That's crazy. But it makes
people
sense.
Wanted it, though.
What happened?
I said people wanted it though.
People wanted it though, but apparently it didn't sell too well. And now I heard that, I was like, really? It didn't sell too well? I hope that wasn't the case, because like EA, they're about their money, first and foremost. If they see something not selling too well, they are very much liable to give it up, you know? And I hope that isn't the case. Like, EA said, well, we didn't comment, well, we don't comment on rumors or whatever, all that other stuff. But, like, no, EA is EA. They're, like, scummy to a degree. So maybe they did cancel that shit. We didn't even know it.
But that's the thing. It's like these companies see older games and are like, oh, let's redo it. Now, right, instead of redoing it, make a new IP. Look at, with EA, for example, Dead Space remake didn't do well sales, but Survivor did. Jedi Survivor. That's a new IP versus a remake.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, but I mean, it's not really a new IP so much as like an established brand. So like Star Wars is going to sell no matter what. It's huge. Whereas,
it's still different though.
So, you're right. It's still different. But I think there's some overlap between the Star Wars movie fans and game fans, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
I guess you're right about that.
And unfortunately, Dead Space, I feel like we as gamers have probably appreciated it a lot more than just casual audience.
Dead Space is so good. Like, that whole series was so good back then.
It was.
So the fact that I'm surprised that it didn't sell well. I didn't even know that it didn't sell well.
The main question I guess I would have to ask is like, so the point of, I have no objective, like, what was the point of the rumors? The rumors was it supposed to hurt the franchise itself, or
no? I think it's just people got bored and had nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, I just that's what I'm saying. Like, what was the objective? Like, I just don't get it.
I'm thinking they're probably thinking that like, the blueprint for Dead Space 2 is already out there. Certainly, you can have something out to show us by now.
It's because they want it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, well, we're not seeing anything, so let's say they canceled it. So you're going to come up with all these lies and have these companies like, what the fuck, where did this come from? Insane. We didn't even tell anybody we were even making anything.
We be defending EA. Right. Isn't that crazy?
I know, right? And then EA, out of all the companies, EA, right?
And then it just kind of puts the bad reputation on the company itself.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually true.
Yeah, but I mean, not with Dead Space specifically. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but Dead Space has been like gone for so long. They only a few years ago recently came out with the remake. That's why they did the Star Wars Jedi for their new IP. They were like, "Ooh, Star Wars! Everybody loving Star Wars. That's a good spot that we can work with, and let's bring that out." And then they were like, "While we have Star Wars out, let's see if they reel in for the Dead Space stuff.
Reel in for the Dead Space.
Yeah, see if they remember this stuff."
You think those themselves overlapped? Think Star Wars people bought that Dead Space?
Maybe. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know the statistics.
I mean, if you had to guess, though.
I would say probably not. Because Star Wars is such a bigger name than Dead Space. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. So, it is.
For all we know, there could only be like a handful of us that remember Dead Space.
That's true. That's definitely true. You know
what I mean? Has a good cult base, though.
I also read, which I know we shouldn't. And I talked about this before, so I'm not going back to what I'm saying, but I know we shouldn't be hoping for remakes. We should be hoping for new experiences, new games, and stuff like that, just in general. But I also read that EA also, never considered a remake, apparently. That's what some sources are saying. Never even considered a remake for the first Dead Space. No, for the second Dead Space. Never even considered
a remake. Yeah, that's what I read earlier. That's why I mentioned that. I said these rumors are coming out of nowhere because they never even mentioned of even remaking the second one. So how can you sit there and say, oh, it's been canceled if it was never announced?
That is true. Where does that come from? I mean, would you guys want
That's what I'm saying. Nobody, there's nothing else to talk about. So they're like, let's start a fucking rumor.
He's going IGN and everybody else.
IGN is the worst assholes. Start some shit.
No, but would you want a Dead Space remake too? A remake of the second one?
I would appreciate one. I'm not looking for it. But if it comes out and it happens, then cool, I'll play it. Because it's like a memory. It's like nostalgic for me. Fuck yeah, I'll play.
Part of me wants one, but other part of me like...
necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. I think we can kind of... We really should get started on Dead Space 4. Or at least... A new chapter within the Dead Space lore.
Yeah, like show us Next Generation.
Right. What if they do like Resident Evil, how they build up to it, like how they Resident Evil remade all their
remake all of them.
That'd be crazy if that was the game they did that.
Well, what's the first game that fucking did their remake like for Next Generation? It was Resident Evil, was it not?
Yeah, no, their first remake.
Like a big remake, like Next Generation remake, not like a GameCube remake or anything like that. I'm saying like, because from what I recall, these remakes haven't been happening as often until the fucking Resident Evil remake started.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So it was Resident Evil 2.
That's making sense. Yeah. If anybody's listening, just tell me. Does that make sense to you?
There's a method to his madness.
Because I feel like the RE Engine and Resident Evil and Capcom and all of them, when they started their remake, now everybody's starting to want to do remakes. Am I wrong?
Resident Evil 2 remake did so amazingly well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, am I missing something here? Like,
it did so amazingly
now everybody
well.
Everybody wants to fucking do a remake.
Yeah, I mean, I started running time too.
Yo, that's the thing. So, like, one, and we're probably at fault for this because we keep buying this shit, so we're probably at fault. No, it's true.
We're going to talk shit. But still buy it and pay for it.
But like,
why they're gonna continue to keep doing it?
Exactly, that's why continue to keep doing it. So I'm probably
it's an endless cycle, bro. It's gonna keep happening.
I mean, we're the only ones in the cycle. But once they saw that, it was a combination of seeing how well it sold and seeing just how good it looked and played and everything. Granted, you can argue Resident Evil 2 as a remake, definitely, especially by the standard set, like by Resident Evil Remake 1 or even Metroid Zero Mission. You could argue that by those standards, it wasn't a faithful remake. No, it probably wasn't the most faithful remake, but it was a really good reimagining. So with people like they know how
there
to
you go again with that reimagining remake. Shit. No,
they know.
Same thing.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
They know what to get us to, like, they know what will tickle our fancy. They know Resident Evil 2 is one of the most, besides Resident Evil 4, that had to be, like, the most famous one in the series. So they just know that, you know, we'll buy it again and everything. They know nostalgia is a big thing, especially for people of our age and our age range. You know, like, we're not old men, by the way. We're not old men, despite the fact that people think that.
I'm pretty fucking old.
So I'm pretty fucking old.
I'm pretty fucking old, bro.
But I mean, but me and Don and Nick aren't old. But like, I mean, oh yeah, yeah, but shit, Jesus Christ, man. But
32, I'm old as shit.
But like, no, but just know that, no, nostalgia is a big thing for us, so that they're going to, like, give us it back. You know what I mean? The same
thing. I appreciate. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't necessarily need it, but I do appreciate when it happens.
I mean, I feel like there's a limit though. Like, but the Paper Mario remake, Paper Mario 1000 Year Door remake, I'm playing the original. And I'm not sure what enhancements they could give to that game. Because looks-wise, it always still looks good. It still plays good. You know, maybe you can get rid of that little Twilight Town section, because that was annoying as shit, Nintendo. Take a hint. But you know, like, they're starting to get diminishing returns on these remakes. So I guess the overall question would be kind of, would you want a Dead Space remake if, like, Dead Space 2 remake, if Dead Space 2 was already so good and was already kind of, like, up to par? You know what I mean? Because the chances of fucking something up is higher because you're making something already so close to good already. You know what I mean?
Right. So for me personally, like, if I wanted a Dead Space 2 remake, say I wanted one and I was asking for one, I would just want to see what the potential would be to see for it to be next generation versus what we had in the past.
Right.
See if they can do better than what they made previously. You know what I mean? That's the only reason why I would want to remake, to see if they can do better than what they did before, even though before was already nearly perfect.
Right.
I would want one as long as they promise in the future to make, like, a fourth one leading up to that. So that way it would have, like, a build up to, you know, that whole newer generation for Dead Space, and they can branch out more. That's what I would say.
Like, bring it back to life, basically.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
in the current gen with their newer one.
Because the closest we had to a current gen, like, current gen Dead Space was Callisto Protocol, and apparently
that just sucks.
It sucked? I played it. I heard it was mid. Like, not suck.
Honestly, sorry guys, but it could just be me that didn't like it, but it sucked to me. It was too boring.
That's crazy.
It was like a try hard to be Dead Space, and I felt it. I felt that it could have been, like, trying not to be like Dead Space, but
it was
there. It was there.
It's kind of like there was... Go ahead,
Don. I was about to just say, it's funny you said that, because one of the people that developed Dead Space worked on Callisto Protocol. Fucked up the name of it.
Callisto Protocol.
Yeah. One of the developers worked on that game, so... That's why it looks so similar.
That's probably why you see a lot of Dead Space.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there is some differences in the game, but obviously you can kind of tell where the source material came from. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, it definitely resembled a lot of Dead Space, but yeah.
It was a pretty game.
I wouldn't even give it that, but it was exceptional. It was exceptional. To be nice.
Remember the football hit? But, when you get your head caved in.
the deaths in there were just like
nothing, dude. The deaths were nothing compared to Dead Space. Dead Space has some crazy ass.
No, they were. Dude. But what we're saying is, like, the deaths in Callisto Protocol was almost like fucking. It was like pranksters. Like, it just he got his head kicked in. The zombie will punch you, and then flip you over his arm, like. It was almost weird. Like watching, like, WrestleMania.
That's like, wild. Overall, I don't think they botched anything because there was nothing there to begin with. So, guys, if EA, if you are making a Dead Space 2 remake, that would be great. If not, that's cool too. But like Don said, I would say probably make a fourth one and see what happens. Because that would be cool too. When it comes to remakes, I think Resident Evil definitely got it fucking down, bro. Because Resident Evil 4 remake was wild. It was clean,
a lot better than 2 and 3, in my opinion. I got some.
All all the remakes that they made recently, 2, 3, and 4, I'm telling you, they were fucking beautiful.
Not 3. I loved it.
Relax. Not 3. It was a short game, not but three. It was good.
It's a short game. They literally took shit out, but all right.
It was good.
It was good.
All right.
Yeah, it was good.
Let's talk about what Crash did. Like, they remade all three of their games, but then they tried to make
and it still didn't sell well.
Yeah, like, the new one just flopped. So damn. Just don't go that route. You know, just stay close to the source material.
Yeah. All right. So the next thing is, do you guys, you know, what do you think the Switch falls into, the 8th or 9th gen?
8th gen being PS4 and Xbox One, 9th gen being PS5 and Series X and everything.
The 8th.
The 8th. Oh, that's crazy. People would hate you, actually, on Twitter for saying that shit, Nick. All that you notice.
I think it falls into the 9th generation of handheld systems only because I read this. I'm going to read this thing here.
And it depends on which model.
Yeah, so it says the Nintendo Switch is a 9th generation handheld system. A handheld generation typically begin slightly before the console generations. For example, the Nintendo DS and the PSP released before the Xbox 360 and well before the PS3 and the Wii. So that kind of falls like right in there.
Right.
What do you think?
But I mean, since it's a hybrid.
Exactly.
For me, no, tech-wise, it falls into the 7th generation, tech-wise.
I agree.
Tech-wise, it falls into the 7th generation. It's like a super Xbox 360, if we're trying to quantify its power, essentially. No, It is. I mean,
that's such a great, like, comparison.
It's like, it's more capable than the 360, but, like, nothing on it looks like it couldn't have been done in the 360. So, you know what right. I mean? Like, so it's like a Super Xbox 360.
There's a handful of 360 stuff that looks better than the Switch.
You think so? I mightn't go that far. Name a game. Before you finish, name a game.
Don't put me on the spot now. I don't got that shit on the top of my head.
Okay.
But, I'll come back to you on all right. that.
As far as the timing goes.
Halo 3 looks better than that.
All right.
It might actually.
No. Whatever.
That's a good call.
I'm going for it. I won't even entertain this. timing wise, it's closer to 8th gen. Okay, it released closer to the release dates of the PS4 and Xbox One. Right. So timing wise, it's 8th gen. You know what I mean? People are only saying that it's 9th gen because now it's competing with the PS5 and Xbox One. But I feel like generation is defined by 3 metrics, in my opinion. You know, and those two metrics are timing, tech, and marketing. Just like what was Nintendo's thinking around the marketing of the system? I'm pretty sure they was thinking that, yo, PS5 and Xbox Series X are coming out at this specific time. We got to get out there and get ahead of them while we can. That wasn't what they're thinking. The thinking was the Wii U flopped. We needed a new console out then and there. Right then and there, we probably stopped making money, so they had to get a new console out. That's pretty much what their thinking was. So, you know, and tech-wise, it's weaker than the base VCR Xbox One. It's weaker than that. So, I just feel like tech, when everything put together, it really, really falls to the 8th generation. And people are like, Nintendo got 2 8th generation consoles. The Wii U and the Switch, they can't have 2 8th generation consoles. They can, though, you know? Like, Nintendo is like the one outlier where that could probably happen, you know?
The Wii U was the placeholder before you got the Switch. That's what that was.
It might as well, precisely, Don. It might as well have just been a placeholder for them. Because like they probably gave up like third year or fourth year into that thing. And they only were like on the market for like 4 years at best, right? Something like that, yeah. So,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely an argument. Come on, how is that even an argument?
But it is.
I don't care what fucking generation it is. The Switch is not the best looking goddamn gaming console.
But do you think that... What defines a console generation for you, though? What's that like to you? What defines a console generation for you? Is it the tech? Is it just succeeding the past console?
Succeeding the past console.
I mean, well, the Switch did succeed the Switch. The Switch did succeed the Wii U. So, by your own definition,
that's one out of how many different consoles that were out.
But I mean, like,
you know what I'm saying?
The Wii U was still stuck at the Wii. Like that. It was still stuck at that. So I'll count that as the same as the Wii generation.
No way. Yep. You're not counting the Wii U as 7th generation.
I'm going to disagree with you at least on that one, because the Wii did look pretty shitty. So,
but you guys are saying that tech determines the generation. That's what you guys are saying.
It's a little bit of a lot of stuff. It's like a handful of things. I think the fact that the Switch only plays like a little bit, what did they say? A little bit stronger than the Xbox 360.
It's like I said, it's a super Xbox 360. It's more capable than the 360.
Look how far back that is. You know what I'm saying? We're at the PS5 and the Xbox Series. Like, we were even at the PS4 and the Xbox, whatever. I can't keep up with Xbox and their fucking dumbass names. Like, it never caught up to the timing of when the newer next generation consoles came out. It was always like steps behind. So, what do you think? They're saying now that the Switch 2 is going to be fucking as strong as the PS4 Pro. Like, why are you so far back still? Like,
I mean, Nintendo. Some say Nintendo are the kings doing the bare minimum, giving you the most antiquated technology. They say they do that because
they're really smart.
Well, I can't remember.
They are smart.
They would prove my argument that Wii U was with the Wii generation, because
the Wii U was noticeably stronger and better looking than the Wii.
I didn't have a Wii U, so I wouldn't.
I know. I had a Wii U.
I had the Wii, and it looked pretty fun. The only thing that was bad was like
I had the Wii. It looked pretty fine.
Might
want to go back on that one, Don. Mario Galaxy and Metroid Prime 3 looked good on it.
That was probably the best you got, was Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, looks wise, Mario Galaxy is probably the best you got looks wise.
That's when they put like the smooth edges and then the halo color lighting stuff around it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you got. Anything else than that, it wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go and say, for me, you're talking about the 8th and 9th gen, right? I mean, you got to think about like different variations of the console, right? Are we talking about the base model? If we're talking about the base model, that's gonna definitely be in the 8th.
That really that is seven. For you? I mean, hold up, but
how much of a difference is there from the different models?
There's nothing besides
there's
the screen.
Almost there's
besides
display.
The screen.
Display, I would say, obviously the OLED looks a lot more better than the original. I would say.
That's all it got though, because
that's all it's got. But we're talking
nothing else has OLED.
Yeah. Right, the hardware is using it's newer parts, but the hardware is ancient.
Right, but we're talking about just straight like, so that's what we mean. If we have to find a factor that is it just like the tech, or we're talking about like the looks, or
well, I think
you know what I
going,
mean? Like,
I think with it, for me,
hardware wise, I got to tell you, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's got to be in the placeholder of 8th gen. It's just. You know, like, because it runs games at bare minimum. We're not talking about just 30 frames. We're saying like basic kind of 1080p, you know.
If you get 1080p, a lot of games in handheld mode, which will be considered the base mode of the Switch, runs lower than 720 sometimes.
Yeah, that's bad.
So like, I mean,
and then you got phones that can display way more than that nowadays.
Exactly. So I mean, I think you got to take it to
that's another fucking thing, bro. As small as a phone is, as tiny and thin as a fucking phone, how tiny it is. You're telling me you can't fit a better computer system than that fat-ass motherfucker there compared to a phone?
Nintendo's thinking about your pockets, quote-unquote. You know what I mean? They want you to do what to save you money.
Which is, I'm not arguing. I think that's a great... I'm not arguing. That's what I'm saying. Like, it could run like shit. It can look like shit. But it just saved me...
Bro,
how much? Like $300?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, you're not listening, though.
You're not listening.
Even the phones, like before these, there's some that actually don't break your pockets and still play games better than the Switch.
Damn, which one is that? Can you list those?
There's some $600 phones. That's not that much more than a fucking $450 Switch. You're telling me that, bro, I got a Steam Deck. I paid $400-something for that, almost $500.
The Steam Deck definitely had Nintendo on Fraud Watch.
Listen, they're like the Steam Deck, there's higher prices and there's lower prices, and they still managed to fit more in something so small.
They did. Mm. They gave you
a good product. So you're telling me that Nintendo can't take the time to figure out pricing versus having to make the consoles
more, the problem more, like, is stronger? People like Danny who buy one for his entire fucking family. That's the problem. They know you're going to fucking buy it.
That was before the Steam Deck came out, all right? Now that the Steam Deck came out, I'm good. That's all I need. Now, for the Switch, you gave us a newer screen, but you gave us nothing internally. Yo,
I was thinking that we was at least going to get like a Switch Pro or something, but
you're telling me I paid $150 for a fucking screen?
Which I feel like we will still get.
That, if you leave the screen on for too long, for even a little bit, you get fucking lines and shit because there's burnt pixels and stuff like that. That's how strong the screen is. You can only have the screen on for so long. So who knows? Mm. Let's say I never got the Steam Deck and that was my sole gaming console and I played it nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
I would have fucking dead pixels in that bitch. I would have to replace the screen or send it to the manufacturer, right?
Right.
So I don't give a fuck about the screen, bro. Give me 60 frames. Give me more powerful. Internals. Give me something more than just a fucking Xbox 360. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or a PS4 Pro.
What are you waiting for?
PS4 Pro? Yeah, too much from Nintendo right there, man. Hold on.
No. I think we can get there.
It's how they can get there.
I think we can get there with the Pro. We'll find out this year.
I think we can, with the Switch, I think we can at least get a Series X.
No, I think that's far.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Not a Series X, a 1X.
There you go. There you go. Okay,
I think maybe we're getting too much.
No. I mean, that's not 1X. 1X
was like noticeably superior to the Xbox One. I don't think we're getting that one.
I know, that's the point. It's stronger than the PS4 Pro. Is it not?
It is stronger than PS4
Pro. That's what I'm saying. But you can't even give us that.
So we'll get the Pro version of the Switch. And I mean, look.
No, that's the Pro version is going to be the next generation of Switch.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I would have appreciated it to be more of a 1X because of how strong the 1X was for its generation.
Right.
That would bring it closer.
I still think it's a stretch, but I definitely...
For Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. I still think it's a stretch.
I still think it's a stretch. But I will take a PS4 graphics, yeah. I'll take that. I'm cool with that.
I mean, I'll take it too. I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're gonna have these problems, but we're still gonna buy them.
Yeah, we're still gonna buy the games. I mean, I'm laughing at it, but
I haven't bought a Switch game in a while. So
that too for me as well. I've not bought a Switch game in a while either.
Well, no, because we keep fucking it, believe me.
Yeah.
I just play Steam shit still in PS5. So
I would like to see them like messing around, even though like the VR scene is not doing too well as far as like PlayStation wise. Well, you know, their games haven't really got pushed out as much. But I would like to see Nintendo kind of mess around with the VR glasses that have been coming out recently with the hologram stuff. I feel like they can go far with that since it's like the Switch is, you can display it on the screen. And if they like go along with this Apple thing that's going on with the Apple Vision Pro, like if they try to compete with that as well, I could see them actually doing something with that with the games. Maybe.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, but
like as a sign that they're higher up there to the next generation of their consoles for like the Switch 2, maybe.
Hmm.
I think they're just so stuck in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely are. I mean, but like for me, I'm gonna say 8th gen. I'm gonna say 8th gen. But like,
stick with that.
Would y'all consider us the successor to the Switch to be 9th gen or 10th gen? Because some people say that if Nintendo comes out with a new console, it will start the 10th generation.
No.
No.
I'm agree with you. Right? I'm gonna say 8th gen, and then next the Switch 2 would be 9th gen.
Okay.
I We'll find out.
He said no. Why did you say no? Like, they said no.
You're saying start the 10th gen. Yeah. Like, I don't even, like, are we even there yet?
Are we even there yet with what we got now?
That's the biggest question. Like, are we there yet with PS5 and you know, the Xbox and PC? Like, well, PC is, but...
Yeah, well, PC is.
PC is always ahead.
Yeah, they're 11th gen already. It's just the games that can keep up on PC. But I'm sorry, as far as like the consoles, we're not even there on 10th gen, in my opinion.
We aren't.
I don't know. You got to actually do your homework and do the analytics and like figure out the numbers. But like, honestly, I just, you know, not knowing my actual facts, I will say, like, in my opinion, I would just say it would just still be in the 8th gen. Because the normal Switch was already in the 7th. Like, it seems like it's still in the 7th gen.
Yeah, from a tech perspective, it is. It is. From a tech perspective, it is 7th. I wouldn't even be surprised if the PS3 could do better than it in some cases. And I say that in the way of, like, not docked, but I'm going to say, as far as...
Doc can be worse.
As far as handheld goes,
sometimes the frames drop.
Yeah, as far as handheld goes,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's better. It's better when it's in handheld. If you got the OLED,
yeah,
because it's not stretching out the image.
But I mean, is there a Switch game that looks as good as Last of Us on PS3?
Yeah, Metroid Dread.
That does, that does. That's one of them.
I can't.
But yeah, for me, I guess 8th gen for me. That's a huge discourse going on with that online. It's popped up back again, honestly, which is crazy because people just can't determine that people are reaching, saying Nintendo will start the 10th gen with the Switch 2 or whatever. They're saying that Nintendo competed. Hey, man.
Yeah, I just think that we're all just like so hesitant to kind of move so forward that we're not taking the calculations and the step and the proper timing to know like where are we at. I think we want to say we want to get there. That's the target, but I still feel like it's just not, we're just not there yet. We're just not there. And I think, like, why are we still like what Danny said earlier?
How long is it going to take us to get there though? Like, seriously,
it's going
to
take us a lot longer.
I would bet on 2028 for me. I would bet that.
Jesus Christ, man. 2028? Damn.
Yeah, that would be... I agree with Don. I think that would be probably, like, the peak of 10th gen, like, at that point.
Yeah, that's pushing. There by then.
That's pushing.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm going to say I'm agree with Aaron, 8th gen.
All
right. And, like, what else can you say about it? It's so stuck in the past that you can't even say, oh, I mean, there is going to be people who say, oh, there's a...
But then, you know, the games don't make up for
it either. This is great, and this is good. I don't know what you guys are talking about, stuff like that. Yeah, cool. All right. So how about you guys subscribe and then tell us in the comments?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, do that.
What your opinion is on why we're wrong, why we're right. You know, we'd love to hear that, whether it's negative or positive, because we take anything.
I'm sure there's going to be somebody fat checking. They're going to be like, no, this is
why. There's going to be somebody fat checking.
Give us that information.
Information.
Instead of making more Mario games, focus on the next generation.
Yeah. let's sound more like we're in jail.
Mario is everything to them. Mario's life. Mario's their destiny.
Let's sound like we're more in jail.
Seriously. So let's move on to our next topic. So, overall, what do you guys think was the hardest boss you've ever faced?
Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, in my opinion, this has to be hands down the hardest boss I've ever faced was Ludwig from Bloodborne.
Jesus Christ.
And that is the horse boss, because it took nearly me and Don about a week to try to kill him. It was pretty bad, man.
Damn, is that bad?
Like, we like, when I tell you we woke up early on days off, obviously, days off, played it from the morning to about 12 at night and still couldn't beat him.
Oh, what? Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on. What was the gimmick of the boss battle? What was his gimmick?
His gimmick, his patterns. Like, he just, the second you go in, he's a rusher. Like, he's going to rush the fuck out of you. And then the thing is, like, he, what he does is like, so he hops on the ceiling. You could look up, but it's kind of hard. By the time you look up, he's going to drop down. The thing is, he has these move sets where it's like, as soon as he hits you, he one shots.
Yeah, like literally.
Like instantly. So as soon as he falls, you're dead.
Damn.
If he falls on you, you're dead. If he rushes you, if he does this like attack where he like charges at you. And once he charges at, you're dead instantly. And when I tell you it's so hard to block, because he takes up majority of the map. He's a really big boss. Like, he's a really big guy.
And they put you in a small-ass dungeon, too. So it's, like, not much room to go around, you know?
Yeah. He's got to be hands down. Like, you got to look it up. Yo, Aaron, you got to look it up, bro.
Is
like,
that bad?
And it's bad. So the thing is, like, even if you look it up on YouTube, they're probably going to show, like, them fucking whipping his ass or, you know what I mean? Like,
they'll never put up.
They're not going to put it. So right. They're not going to put up the real experience. My real true experience was I almost, like, my fucking controller was going to go out the window. The TV was going to be broken. Like, I couldn't deal with that amount of stress, man. Oh, it was, dude, that had to be the hands down hardest boss.
Now, for me, I'm going to tell you right now, it took me longer than a week to beat
Jesus.
Take a guess who it is.
Is it Seth Ross from Kingdom Hearts 2?
No, that bitch was easy. I killed his ass. No. The fucking dancer, Dark Souls 3.
The dancer, that's crazy.
Bro, it took me literally almost a month to beat it because how much time frame that I had to get away from this fucking controller because I was going to throw it through the wall.
God damn.
Bro, I even had people that joined me and played the game with me and still fucking lost.
Yeah, that's what we had with Ludwig. We had the same thing with
it. Still fucking lost, dude. And I got everything. I even looked up YouTube tutorials. I did all this shit. But she does this fucking spin thing where she keeps going and going and going, and then she stops. And then you're like, okay, cool, I can go in. And no, motherfucker, she's going to grab your ass and then put the sword right into your back. And then all you hear is, I'm like, fuck, I died. Everybody else died.
I hate that one move where she twists and then she kind of just comes down and tries to like put,
Dude, and she fucking puts the sword in the ground. You're too close already. You're she's delayed. So you're like, do I move back or do I stay close to get hits in?
I hate those.
She slides the thing across and burns right in front of you. And you're like, now you're in the air and you're fucked.
I hate those guides. So one of the guides would be like, oh, so you got to like, you got to dive into her. Hit her twice, right? Yeah, no. The guides would be like, you got to dive into her, hit her twice, back up. And then wait for this timing where she's actually going to twist at this right exact moment. And then you're going to go in there, hit her four times, and then back up. I'm like, I'm not doing all that, bro.
You can't do it. Bro, she goes into her second phase. She's faster than she was already.
She does like, that spin, too. That spin.
Yeah, she does that spin thing that she hits you with the one sword. Then you're like, oh, shit, I got to dodge back. But then you're already still too close, and she fucks you up with the second sword.
I know. Remember that grab she does, too, where she picks you up and then kind of slams you down?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. As soon as you get close and you like dodge her two other moves, she ends up fucking gripping you up with her fucking gorilla death grip, slams you on the floor, and then stabs you with her big ass sword and burns you.
You're dead.
Crazy.
Bro, so at the end of it,
you know the funny thing is, I'm gonna cut you off, but like that was an optional boss, wasn't it? Oh no, that was
that was.
Because you go,
so it would suck. It would suck even more if it was an optional boss. So, at the end of it, I ended up getting so fucking good and watching her moves and dodging at the right time because how many fucking times I played it that I went in by myself, not expecting to beat her, and then ended up fucking beating her.
Damn, that's crazy! Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's the thing about farm software games. Like, the more people you have in there, the more harder they're gonna make the boss. The less it's gonna match your level, what rank you are. So,
yeah,
okay,
which is crazy too. Because I would jump into other people's game, and then the host would die. Now I'm left by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck?
Plus, they give you less health when you join somebody. Like, they strip all your health.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, that bullshit. Come on, now. Let me go.
Yep. You got less everything, less flasks, less health, less damage. Yeah. Yep.
I would say for me, I'll say for my second one too, it would be like every boss in Super Metroid. That's probably what it is.
Every boss in Super Metroid. Wait,
Nick, you haven't played Cat the boss in Castlevania with the coffins. Yeah, right.
Listen, I gotta stop listening to Aaron. Every game I play it, man. Everything he gives to me, I do it. It's just it's a hard fucking yo, man. Give me a break, fucking game.
I guess.
What about you, Aaron?
For me, so for one, I'm gonna say my first one. For me, the last boss of Astral Chain. That shit is difficult. I don't know if Don got to it yet, but that shit is hard. Like really, really fucking hard. Like he has. Thankfully, the game does a good job of telegraphing his moves. But the problem with it is that he has like three phases. In the second phase, he's a lot more. The second phase is a lot more like puzzle like. Like you have to like really watch his patterns, be quick with your button. Mind you, it's a 30 frames per second game, so you gotta move faster than what the game was allowing you to move. You know what I mean? Even when you think you can go there and like, oh, I got a chance to hit him, I'm just going, how when you got me fighting the boss, you want to sneak in one more extra hit, you think you could do it? Like, but
that's my impatient ass.
Like, fuck, I should have waited.
I had a lot more with that.
No, I mean, Aaron, when you, listen, man, when you play Dark Souls games,
when like, you played enough Dark Souls 3,
you gotta be patient, man.
You gotta be patient. That was really hard for me because, unfortunately, in Astral Chain, I didn't take the time to actually get all the upgrades and everything. So I'm really under level, really underprepared, and this guy hits like a fucking freight train. He can like attack you during your dodges too. It's like when you dodge, it doesn't really help too much. Like he can still hit you there. It's like he's like fucking you up the entire time and everything. I'm like, damn. Then his third, I think either, if I remember correctly, his third form has like a one hit kill move. Like it'll suck you in, you one hit kill, you're dead. And like, damn, really, just like that? It was punishing because the bosses up to that point seemed like they was manageable, but like such a huge jump was just ridiculous. You know, that shit was hard.
Yeah, that's where point I'm at right now in Astral Chain. Like, the bosses are not too much of a challenge, but I can tell
Wait till you get to Noah Prime. You'll have second thoughts on that motherfucker. Like, damn, this is fucking hard. but if I had to say a second one, that's low-key, honestly, harder, and I felt bad because I was going to tell Nick to play this one at the next Super Metroid, so here's a little spoiler. The final level and boss of the first Ninja Gaiden on NES. That shit is difficult, man. Not only do you, when you get hit, it's hard to even explain it without showing you, but the final boss is so ridiculous. It's like every attack hits you no matter what. Getting to the fucking thing is ridiculous. And not only that, when you die one time during the final boss, it starts you from the beginning of the whole level. What the fuck? And by the way, getting...
That's annoying.
I thought you were going to say the whole game.
No, you get unlimited continue, but the problem is getting to the final boss at the last level is the problem. It's one of them old games where, like, if you leave the screen, the enemy comes back. So if you know what I mean by that, I mean, like, the moment you leave the screen, like, the screen scrolls and you go back, the enemy comes back. So the enemy will spawn infinitely. So imagine, don't that sound like sweet bullshit, but it's like, it's one of them old games. I'm like, Jesus Christ, really? That's how it is? And it's really hard to get to it. Like, you're praying, you're thanking God by the time you get to the final boss. And the final boss has, like, I think three phases. And I think, like, on one health bar. And remember, man, they weren't too good with patterns back in those days. So you're roughing it out. So, like, damn, shit is difficult. I'll say, like, Nick, if you thought Castlevania 3 was difficult, man, I don't think you even get past the first level on fucking Ninja Gaiden, unfortunately.
For Sega?
No, for the NES. I don't think you even get past the first level on that shit. But it's so difficult. Like, but you want to keep on playing because the controls feel really good. But that final boss, man, it's ridiculous. Like, I think you have to even take a hit just to get a hit in.
And you might. Yeah.
You might. And I hate boss battles like that. Honestly, that'll be my third one. And honestly, for my last one, and I haven't played any Dark Souls games or anything like that. But for the last one for me, low key, it would be Ravenbeak from Metroid Dread. The last boss, he kicked my ass. The last boss in Metroid Dread, he killed me. And only because it requires you to have like such a mastery over the controls and to know how to utilize everything. He moves just as fast as you. His attacks do a lot of damage. And like, and then the part when he wants you to, when he wants you to screw attack all around him to avoid his beam and everything, and that's just ridiculous. It like took me a while to actually beat that. Like, I'm struggling to get my words out, but it was hard to beat that. And
is the last boss like? Does he have like two katanas and shit?
No. Yes. For Ninja Gaiden, yes. Look at that, aren't you? Believe it or not, it doesn't look that hard, but bro, them little fucking orbs that are flying around him, they hit you from everywhere. You cannot fucking dodge them. You gotta actually like, he's making it look easy.
You remember fighting Sparta in Devil May Cry 1? That shit had different phases. That was annoying as shit.
Look at that. He's getting lucky.
What satanic shit is this?
Bro, can't keep up with this
shit. Look at that. Look, you can wall jump. There you go.
It was Ninja Gaiden. Of course, he's a ninja. Of course, he could fucking wall jump.
Isn't Ninja Gaiden known as like one of the hardest game series? I know that.
I don't know if it's the hardest game series. I know that.
I see that on like
people from software fans. Games is the hardest game series. Like, hard as shit.
Like before Pump Software came out, like there was like known as like one of the toughest ones to get through.
Dude, the jumping is wild.
Yeah, that shit.
Is he gonna get him?
That shit's fucking difficult. Yeah. Trust me, he's making it look easy. He's making it look easy, bro.
Don, did you tell us your hardest game, hardest boss?
Oh yeah. For me, I was saying Sekiro, the last boss,
Jesus.
God. Bro, yeah,
I did play Sekiro. I didn't get to the Lion Pound boss, but I couldn't imagine how hard that shit is. I didn't get that far yet.
I broke my fucking chair trying to get through that bitch.
I broke my fucking chair. Like, what?
Like, I was stuck on him for, like, damn near a half a week. And it's like, you had to equip, like, this electric ability where you had to catch the electric bolts mid-air or you get fucked up. Because if you don't, because he has like three phases. First is like his grandson, and then he transforms into some other shit, into the his grandfather that you killed earlier in the game, and then it just gets crazy as shit.
Man, why you killing motherfuckers' grandfathers and shit?
his son comes out of him, which is weird.
Okay. Yeah. This reminds me.
It's a From Software like game, so it's gonna be weird shit.
Actually, Don showed us this. He told us about this. This reminds me, which is another hard boss. I'm surprised I didn't know one listed this, but this will probably be actually one of mine too. Virgil from Devil May Cry 3 final boss. He was hard.
He has the blue blades that come out.
Don talked about this. This one reminds me of like this shit because he's just the same way. That's fucking hard, but damn, I didn't get to this part yet in fucking a Sekiro. I'm kind of scared now, man.
No, that's the last boss. Yeah.
He has to memorize his first set, his second set, and then his third set is crazy as shit because he just pulls out everything, like the gun, the sword, tornadoes and shit, waves. I'm like, dude, what the hell? It's like, and then,
dude, what the hell?
It's a lot of shit to remember.
And then, like, they fuck you up with this last part. Like, you think you killed him, and then if you don't hit this the power spot, the kill shot, he can come back to life, and you start all over again, and all his health comes back and everything. I'm like, whoa, this is insane. Yeah, I was stuck on him for, like, half a week. And like Aaron said, like, in Devil May Cry, Virgil would definitely be my second one. He was a problem, too, in Devil May Cry 3.
Yeah, Devil May Cry definitely had some interesting bosses. Not as interesting as From Software game, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, he's bringing out Dread.
No, man. If Aaron was on the mic right now, bro, he was a problem.
It's a beautiful game. It's a nice looking game for a size.
It's a great. I'm telling you, bro. It was a good game. Like when I got into it, I was like, "Yo, this actually looked pretty good." Like,
and you played out on an OLED too.
Yeah.
So it looked real nice.
Nice and crisp.
So, any other bosses that you think that was super hard?
The fact that all three of us agreed on one From Software boss, that's crazy. Isn't that crazy? That's just crazy to think about. Like, because they make the most hardest games, I'm telling you.
I can't keep up with her. All right, so this is not going to be long on this topic. It's going to be a pretty short one. What do you guys feel on the Joker 2 trailer?
Oh, that shit sucks ass. What the fuck?
Thank you.
What the hell? Don't tell me you're actually excited for that, Don.
I'm not excited. Don's
really going to see it, still. I think he said he's going to go check it out. Still.
Jesus Christ.
Now, let me tell you. I'm not big on DC. I'm not huge, but tell me if I'm wrong. Whether it's you guys or the audience. Isn't Harley Quinn supposed to be a doctor that met Joker in a insane asylum?
Like, she was his
therapist.
Yeah, she was his therapist for a little bit, but then she actually became one of the patients.
So why is she already instantly crazy in this movie?
No, because that's what I'm saying. Like, it goes, it's like eventually she went into as a patient.
Making it seem like she was already placed in there before he was.
Right. Yeah.
So. Because she only went crazy. She's supposedly only went crazy when she met him.
Right. Yeah. That's how the story going. Yeah.
So how is she already crazy in the thing?
This is what films do, man. This is
how alternate universe type Joker shit. Like, now it's a musical, and then you're going to hear different songs, covers, and why? Why?
That's what I was curious. Why? Because then Harley Quinn falling like that chemical waste, and that's what made her become like that. Like with Joker.
I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah, I hope it's not too much of a musical. You know, from the trailer, it seemed like it was. It looked like it was just selective scenes that it's going to be singing in it, but I'm not sure if the whole thing's going to be like that. I did hear that it's going to be like around 10 songs in there, so maybe they probably spread that out and it may be majority of the movie. I hope not, but...
Who the fuck wants to hear about musicals in a DC? I was thinking that they was going to do the whole how she fell in love and became enamored with the Joker.
Well, that's why I feel like they're going towards. I feel like it's more about them as a couple in this film. Like,
you
that's
need,
kind
you
of,
need musicals for that shit? Once I saw, who plays her? Lady Gaga, right? Some shit like that.
That's why it turned into a musical.
That's why. Low-key, that's how it turned into a musical like
which,
that.
Listen, I'm not, look, the musical thing, I don't know what that's about, but she's not a bad actress. She's done really a critic, like, actual good films. But I would say, like, I don't know if she can do the part as, this is the experience here. This is where we're going to figure it out, right? I just think, like, I gotta agree with Danny, man. I gotta agree with him. I just think, like, Joaquin Phoenix is just not it for Joker, man. I'm not feeling it. The laugh, the, you know, the way he portrays the character, it just doesn't fit. Like, nobody can fit that role unless he's Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger was like the fucking,
unfortunately, yeah, man, is gone.
Heath Ledger was the GOAT. He did that. honestly, Heath Ledger had. I consider two people to be actual Jokers for me. Three people to be actual Jokers to me.
They said that he, I don't know how true it is, but they said that he, like, kind of locked himself in a room.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's what I told you.
Yeah, like, stuff like that. Like,
he made himself mentally unstable so he can play the part of Joker.
See, the thing with, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Jet Nicholson was good. Jet Nicholson was a good Joker.
Yeah.
I feel like, Mark Hamill voices the Joker really well. He will be.
Yeah, his voice, his is, voice good, yeah. is good.
And then Heath Ledger just did the character so well. What the jeez,
yeah. Yeah.
No, nobody's going to top that, man.
I think why I like the first one, though, is because Joaquin Phoenix did something similar to that stuff. He studied, like, the disease of people that can't have uncontrollable laughter. And he, like, really.
But is Joker supposed to have that? Like.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
did they explain that in the comics?
That he studied people that had that disease in real life, and, like, really, it made it more realistic to me it was kind of like going like that. I don't know if any of you guys seen like the movie Taxi Driver. It was like kind of like a serene drama version of Joker. Mm-hmm. That's what I took it as, that movie.
Yeah. My question is, like, does Joker actually have a disease and that's why he laughs? Or that's just something they made up for this story?
Yeah, I think it's like more of a different version of Joker. I don't think it's supposed to be like the pimp Joker that they have in the universe currently.
That look. Yeah, I don't like that one either. I don't like what's his face. So.
Oh yeah,
the Jared Leto. Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. Yeah, I was gonna say
I don't like Debo Joker. I don't know.
But that's not the point. Like I'm saying, like why do they even have to do any of that in this? This Joker, like he's supposed to be a supervillain, not a guy dancing in the middle of the street.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be blowing up buildings, you know, doing crime and stuff like that. But instead, he's like,
which I think some of the crime is in it. It's just not enough, though. That's the thing, not enough.
It's really weird.
Yeah,
it's too weird.
Yeah,
it's just building up to the end of the first one, because towards like the end, that's when you started to see the riots and everybody was trying to copy him and looked at him as an idol.
Yeah, but he didn't purposely even do it. It just happened.
No, it really did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, I agree with that. It just.
If you go back in the movie, like towards the end, you'll see like the process of like him breaking out, and then like everybody on the train and the subways are like trying to copy him. And I like the more realistic tone to it versus
what
he's been doing.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that they should have just called this something else and not Joker. Honestly, they could have just. Put crazy person or something like that, they could have called it like hallucinations or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why put Joker's name on it and then not really be Joker, or try to like put a weird twist to Joker, which it just doesn't fit from just all the other Jokers that I've seen in my like lifetime. It just doesn't fit. Like all the past Jokers have like a specific different thing that connects them all to be Joker. This one is just stupid, I think, honestly. You guys can call me stupid too if you want, but that's just what I think. I don't like it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not with it.
To me, he really stands out to me. I think he did a really good job, actually. Like it actually showed like character development as you watch the movie, and it builds up to he went from like just living home with his mom, and you seen him like slowly crack and become crazy as the movie goes on. I feel like it was like a good character study of like how he became Joker. That's what I really took away from the movie.
Yeah, and I don't know why people like Joaquin Phoenix. I don't think he's that good. Honestly,
nah, he's not bad. It's just
Have you seen Napoleon?
I thought that was good. Remember, I said I was the one that thought it was.
Bro, but take YouTube videos. Put one window with Napoleon and one window with the first Joker and tell me that's not the same fucking person. It's like watching Seth Rogen play characters, but he's the same fucking character.
I don't get that from Joaquin Phoenix at all.
I get.
Bunch of roles. He's one of the actors that actually transforms himself, you know, in each role.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He lost a great deal amount of weight for this role.
Losing weight doesn't... No, doesn't do it for me. Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Character-wise,
I can still
every time.
I can. My problem is that I can still tell that it's Joaquin Phoenix. I want to not be able to tell that it's Joaquin Phoenix. If it, tell me right now, if nobody would have told you that fucking Heath Ledger was playing the Joker, I swear to God, I would have never known that was Heath Ledger from 10 Things I Hate About You. I would have never known until somebody told me. That's what I want to see. I want to see that. That's fucking different. Now for Joaquin Phoenix, I see Joaquin Phoenix. I see Joaquin Phoenix. I see Joaquin Phoenix. Just like Seth Rogen, I see Seth Rogen. I see Seth Rogen, and I also see Seth Rogen. Same shit.
No.
See that? Not saying that the movies. Not saying that their movies are like the worst thing in the fucking world, but it's just his movies aren't for me.
Yeah. I see that with like it's like The Rock. Like every time you put The Rock in a movie, like
I agree with you. The Rock is the same fucking person in each movie too.
He's a terrible fucking I'm sorry. What about Aaron's take? Aaron, what do you want, man?
may or may not get some good news from Aaron.
Well, good news as far as like this.
Yeah,
he said that.
No, I'm not. Hey, no, no, I'm good.
Why not, Aaron?
No, I'm just like, I mean, I don't really care for the Joker, honestly.
Thank you.
Like, I care about the character. Don't get me wrong, because I
don't care about Joaquin Phoenix.
Here's the thing. My love for the Joker grew immensely once I played the Arkham games, because he's so good in those. And even then, in Arkham Knight, when you're dying and you lose, and the Joker comes to talk to you at the end, you know how you die in Arkham Knight, and there's always somebody says something at the end of it. When he's just the funniest shit. Like, one time he says, "No, Bat, don't go through the light. They won't let me in." Like, that's funny. That's fucking hilarious. Then the other time he's like, "That's why I get for betting all on black." I'm like, that's just hilarious. So I like the character. And I feel like the first Joker movie, while I didn't like it, it was good. It's a good how to flesh out a villain and make you care and actually like, okay, I want to see this character's arc. You know what I mean? I want to see how he fucking goes from this point to this point. I'm actually invested in this character.
Right.
Problem with that is, I feel like Joker in the comic will already develop. And I get it. Now, everybody read comics like us, whatever. You know, that's the thing. So you have to put it on the silver screen so, you know, he can be seen and everything, you know? So more people can see how he develops and everything. But I feel like the Joker is like, I feel like you don't really care how he gets to that point. You know what I mean? He's one who cares with
exactly.
He's one who cares with, like, you know, no one gives a shit about.
You already know what he's about.
Like, no one gave a shit about Frieza's backstory and how he can turn evil and how they didn't know. No one gave a shit. He saw him. He was evil as shit. It's like, okay, well, yeah, he was so evil and so good at being evil. You did not give a fuck about his backstory. That's the thing. That's the thing.
I feel like that makes a better villain because you get to actually see.
No, I mean, I'm essentially agreeing with you, Don. I just don't think like the overall. I just don't think the main. I just don't care about it because he's so good in his form as he is now.
The point is that his character specifically doesn't need a backstory.
Yeah, I feel like his character don't really need one. You know what I mean?
Like, we want to see him go forward, basically.
Like a character like Bane, right. I think you need a backstory for a character like Bane. You need a backstory for the League of Shadows and all that stuff. I mean, you need a backstory for those guys. You don't really particularly need a deep backstory for a woman like Poison Ivy. Like, imagine making a Poison Ivy movie. Like, come on now.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I mean, they already explained her in Batman and Robin with George Clooney.
Aaron, we're going to do you one better. We're not going to get a film. We're going to get a TV show. It's already called Poison Ivy.
That's ridiculous.
Right? Isn't it called Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn?
I've seen that one. Okay, I've seen that one. But making it to where it's like, I argue that probably should have been Catwoman. I think
but, no. We got a Catwoman movie.
I'm really in another movie. That's crazy. That was like a whole PS1 cutscene in its own right.
Did you see the game?
I played it before.
I played the game.
At Children's Hospital when I was sick one time. I was like, damn. This shit made me even more sicker.
Doctor, help.
My heart stopped. But,
so it wasn't the frames. It wasn't the graphics.
No, it was the game in general. That was crazy. The funny thing, I used to like, don't judge me, but I used to take games out of Children's Hospital. I used to take them, Jones. I did not take Catwoman.
Bro, the cat didn't take Catwoman? Bro, the cat was breathing in her mouth, and then she became Catwoman.
He did her mouth, and she became a Catwoman.
He said,
she got cat herpes, and then she became Catwoman.
Now she has a strength of 10,000 Egyptian cats.
Aaron, why are you taking it out of the hospital? You could just fucking go to Blockbuster and never return it. Like, they have
they would never charge you for late fees for it. They'd be like, keep that shit, bro.
But no, I'm just not interested in a Joker backstory. I'm glad it exists. And for the people who do care, it is a good backstory. And it does help you connect to the character a lot more. And it does make him a better villain to them. But for some of us who grew up reading Batman, who already knew about Batman, the character Joker in and of itself at that moment was already a pretty good villain.
Established.
Yeah.
I feel like we might as well just start doing Joker because you're just going to keep doing the same thing with Batman and it's just going to be the same thing over and over.
I low-key agree to an extent, but people like us keep fucking buying the shit. So it goes.
I thought they were done with this first one, but apparently not. Now they want to make fucking High School Musical over here.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should have stopped at the first one. I will say that. I don't think they should have made this sequel.
I don't think Lady Gaga's in this one, so let's see what happens. All right, so let's move to our final and last topic. So we're going to talk about the Fallout show.
Yay!
I like it. It's really good.
It's so good.
It's really good. I do like it.
Pretty gory.
I can't even imagine how many people are playing the Fallout game right now because of watching the show.
Yo, the sales. It's funny because you said that because like a lot, like a bunch of their games just kind of went on sale on Steam.
And so. they were saying on the April 27th they're the PS5. Doing a, well, it's across the board. They're doing a next gen update.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be everywhere. For updating, and they're gonna fix it, and it's gonna work and play.
I was gonna say I was just playing it the other day on stream, and it was so broken. Like when the computer,
yeah, it's supposed to be broken. It's like a Skyrim, but with guns. Bro, I have it on my Steam Deck, and it's modded, and I have so much fun with that game. Just like I have fun with Skyrim.
Do you got to pay for the mods? I don't mean to.
No, you just download them and put them in. it's that simple. So in the show, I like all the little Easter eggs they put in there. The Nuka-Cola, the sugar bombs on the TV commercials. I like the 50s music, like that stuff. They added like prepare for the future billboard with the thumbs up and stuff and all the people like that. That shit's nostalgic. Yeah,
they went out of their way to try to rebuild like everything inside.
They literally mentioned a lot of shit like that's part of the game as it's supposed to.
A lot of the source materials is like based on like 4, right? Or is it like all the games in general?
It's a mixture. Of different games and stuff. Like there's references.
I didn't play a single Fallout game, so.
I played New Vegas 3 and 4.
To me, them games obviously.
Which one was the best one in your opinion? You said
for me,
yeah,
it's between 3 and 4.
No, not people, not 76.
No, some people might disagree with me, and some people might say the Las Vegas one, but I kind of like 3 and 4. But they like mentioned special. That's the whole thing with the strength, perception, endurance, charisma, intelligence, agility, like your stats that you upgrade in the game. They had like the Atomic Command game that you can, it's literally a mini game that you play within the game, and they added that in there as a little Easter egg. All the little bobbleheads that you have to shoot, just a bunch of different things. The stim packs, the huffing jet, the Raiders, literally everything. That's like pretty accurate.
Yeah,
it was done so well.
Like for me, like, see, I'm new to the series in general. Like I think we all, like, I mean, I don't know about Aaron. He said he didn't play the Fallout games. I at least tried them back in the day. I did say they were trash, but I was younger then. I didn't like it at all when I first played it. You're talking about 2015, right? That's like years back. But like having to watch, obviously a lot of people, and this is such a great like kind of like a circle where they're using the show, which is a great fucking, you know, it's a great show. They're using it as a tool to recap, like to regain their sales. It's such
What do you think Cyberpunk did? They did with Edge Runners. As soon as Edge Runners came out, everybody went back to Cyberpunk.
Yeah, so I think it's a great thing that, you know, they kind of did that. I didn't even know about that. Actually,
because Cyberpunk was dying from all the glitches and shit, and then they came out with Edge Runners, the anime, and that shit blew up. That was an amazing anime.
Oh, that was on Netflix, right?
Yeah, that was an amazing anime, and I loved it, and it made me want to play Cyberpunk again. And then their stats started to go back up, and people were re-downloading it and playing it again, and then they started doing more updates and stuff. And that's why they kept updating and updating and updating and then doing DLC and shit like that. So that's kind of like the fact that they're bringing back Fallout, trying to bring it back to life, that I think that's great. Fallout was never a bad game. It was an amazing game. It still is.
But it definitely is like just not knowing. And that's what I'm saying. Like me as a consumer, not really knowing a lot of the material. Even I'm getting kind of sucked into the
just the way, like the visuals, the acting, like the actors are actually pretty good. Like they're not like terrible.
Yeah, the fact that you like the show before even actually fully playing the games, it says a lot. It
says a lot. That's what I'm saying. The power that was able to reach with the show, like, you know what I mean? That's really good. Like for people that probably don't even know what the hell Fallout is, they probably just think it's a show. You know, they didn't even know if it was a video game or a comic book or some shit.
They even got fucking dog meat in here from 4. The dog that you play with.
That's what his name was. Dog meat. I couldn't figure it out. Yeah.
You can name him anything, but the default name that pops up if dog you want to keep it is dog meat.
Yeah. It's like Fortnite combined with fucking so many games because you could build shit in there.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say Fortnite. It's literally Skyrim with guns.
I never played Skyrim. Played Skyrim.
Bro, I played every Skyrim that ever came out because I'm a dumbass.
I was about to say I never played Skyrim, so. But overall, I'm definitely liking the experience. I just finished 2. I'm on 3, episode 3 right now, currently. So.
I finished the whole series.
I knew you was.
I was on it. Like even from they have like the items, the foods, the stupid little knickknacks, the animals, the mutating and all that shit was on it.
Yeah, but so far from what I like, it's definitely good.
The ghoul is dope. He's got some skills. The guy with no nose. He's dope.
Episode. I just recently started it. I'm pretty new to the Fallout series too. Like I would see it periodically throughout the years, but I never played any of the games. But yeah, seeing from the show, it has a pretty intriguing story to it. It's like an industrial world. It reminds me of like Nuketown, 1960s kind of vibe. And it invests you into the story right out the gate with the whole things going to shit. I like apocalyptic storylines too, so it kind of fits in my alley of seeing how things go if a nuke will go off or something like that.
Yeah, you're gonna see some crazy shit in there.
Yeah,
you're gonna see some crazy shit. Really good.
it's pretty gory too. I wasn't expecting it to be that violent. I was like, oh damn, okay.
Yeah, I mean, in the game, you can literally take body parts. Like, you can destroy a body part, shoot their limbs off and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that's the one thing I didn't know.
A lot of people. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, but sometimes when I'm like really frustrated with an enemy, I would like shoot all his body parts off and then lift his torso up and then like throw it somewhere. And he has like no limbs. He's just like a floating thing. It's funny as shit. But yeah, I think it's a very well done.
Would you say we'll get a season 2 or?
Oh yeah. The way it ended, it's definitely probably gonna have to see.
I'm not even there yet, and I already figured that out.
They still have to show so much more that's in this game. For as much as they showed in the game, there's still stuff that they haven't showed yet that they can save for
later seasons.
Later seasons, yeah. Like they can go on for a while because of all the side quests and all the main story stuff. Like the don't get it twisted. This game is long as fuck. It's as long as Skyrim. Like it's the best.
I was about to ask, like, how long is the game? How long is the game actually?
I never finished it.
Oof.
To this day, so that tells you right there. And I had Fallout 4 for the longest time, probably because I didn't put a lot of time into it or had the time to put into it. But it's a pretty long fucking game.
Yeah.
Like, counting the side quests, counting the building, counting like everything. It's literally a lot of shit you can do.
Mm.
The story is very in depth, and it's just convoluted all over the place, and it's just great. Like, there's so much content that they could put into a show for this.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna continue to do well.
It's more faithful to the game compared to like something like Last of Us, the show that didn't follow the reference at all towards the game of what that has, like the small references, like you were saying. So it's. Like somebody who had me, I could see myself getting into the games through the show that way.
The thing that's different that makes this more game accurate is that there's no true main character because you create your character.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that's what helps them be able to just create a story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or create a character that you would like and make that story, but just still add that game aspect, because, you know, there's no Joel, there's no Ellie, there's none of that.
Yeah.
It's literally your character, whoever you want to be.
Yeah, like a self-insert.
So, yeah, that's why it's, excuse me, that's why there's more freedom for them to, like, do whatever they want with the story.
Definitely got an advantage on that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Don't get me wrong, Last of Us show is still great. I loved it.
No.
Just to throw that out there.
Dude, I'm hating that they're making a season two of that shit. Oh my god. Shit.
Fuck. Was that bad?
Yeah.
Last of Us 2 show was that bad?
No, yeah.
No,
it was dog shit.
Hell yeah. He said, no, it wasn't. Hell yeah.
No, but at the end of this Fallout show, I'm not gonna spoil anything because I want you guys to finish it, but it does, like, at the end, it does show a visual of a previous game in the series. So,
Is it Fallout?
No, it's in the series. It's one of the older Fallout games.
Oh, that's that cool.
It's showing a reference to for season two. So, again, I think it's just a mixture of all the games into one. It's just Fallout. It's not Fallout 1 through 4. It's just Fallout. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So they're just going to keep implementing different stuff from each game.
What would be cool is if you're going to make a season two, whatever the case is, the show should still go on, but it should be like kind of an Easter egg of fucking Fallout 5. That'll be great.
Well, you just keep watching.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, there it is.
It's not talking about the future per se yet, because it's just starting. So you're going to see some past stuff first. And I mentioned one of the things, if anybody catches on, I don't want to spoil it, but I did mention one of the things that ends up at the end. So that's all I'm going to say.
It's a note.
Aaron, you didn't get to see any of it, right?
Nope.
Yeah. I didn't get to see any of that, so you know. That's how I was quiet. You know.
Do you know anything about Fallout?
I know that the games are glitchy as fuck, and you guys are idiots for calling it good when they came up with on the release.
Bro.
So you know, I know that.
Do you even like Skyrim?
No, I don't like Glitch Fest. Why would I?
Oh my god.
Yeah, no. Well, Aaron, I mean, this would be exciting news, but what if actually Nintendo said, let me actually make a show on fucking Metroid?
I like that, but it must be done. It must be done by Ridley Scott, the original creator of Aliens.
I don't want no fucking Metroid show.
You're right. I want a movie. That's what
I want a movie, too.
Yeah, I'll take a movie. I don't want a show.
I want Metroid Prime 4, right?
Yeah, I want that.
For Aaron, If you played Skyrim, then you'll see that, you know, the Bethesda games are made, they're technically, we say that they're made to be glitchy because that's just how the game is. It makes the game more interesting because how open the fucking game is and how much you can do in it. So the fact that it has random glitches everywhere, it's not like game breaking glitches. It's just like dumbass glitches where like somebody's head is like upside down or something. Like it's like stupid shit.
I've seen it one part when I was watching Nick play it, like the one of the NPCs he was talking to was literally talking to the wall and then like a pig walked.
Yeah, it's like funny as shit.
I'm like, damn, what the hell?
If you think about it, it kind of makes sense because people are crazy in this world.
Yeah.
So
yeah, in a way.
So was it actually meant to be like that or just
No. There's just bugs and stuff in it, but it just for Bethesda games, these bugs most of the time are just like funny, dumbass bugs. You know what I mean?
It's almost like they do it intentionally at this point.
It almost is, but it's not. I didn't really ever care for the bugs. I just still play the game like, well, that's fucked up. And then I just keep going about my day.
It reminds me of those glitches back in the PS2 era. It was just how the NPCs used to act sometimes, just walking into the walls continuously.
Yeah, no. It's just some funny shit, but I think the show was great. I would love to see some more.
Oh, yeah.
What about you guys?
One of the better adaptations as far as that game to live action.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
I hope they don't. I just did it. Actually, we posted a video today, and it's about God of War. Let me tell you, like, that's going to be terrible, in my opinion.
If they, what, they make a show or a movie?
Yeah, they make, they're making a show. It's in production.
They're making a show.
They're God making a show. And I just think, like, it's going to be, like, I don't care how you chop it up. He's just going to look stupid. He's
got to be. If you make anything God of War, it's got to be a movie.
It right, that's what that's
you can't drag it along.
Right,
you got to make movies out of it.
We're making a show. It's... That's what we're getting.
Fuck. What do you do in Santa Monica? How did you agree to this?
They said if Bethesda did it, how come we can't do it?
Seriously, all right, we'll save that for another time. All right, Again, guys, I hope you love this episode. I hope you continue to support and like what we do. We're doing it for you guys. Please like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you on the next one.
Peace.